between me and animal. Talking. Talking is somehow in me that when I say I'm thinking, I'm talking to myself. Everybody does that. And how do I do it? The way I learned it. So it comes to me from we. We are the first animal on the earth. Because we are talking, there is no privacy anymore. Privacy is animals. A cow has it all in here. Nobody could guess what this cow is thinking. But now, you think the way I'm thinking. You see this connection? And this builds my personality, my cultural personality, and all of that which has nothing to do with them. That is the point. That is why we could understand love, because we could come out of this physical prison. Because this is my prison, isn't it? First of all, is this me? Look at it. You know that they could cut it and stitch it to someone else. Then that's me? Everything is like that. Oh yes, there are delicate stuff that we cannot do it yet. But in 20 years, you will see that. This is not me. The one who is talking to you is not this. That's what we are talking about. Okay, that one has a choice or not? Yes. That one could understand what the real choice is, because that khair is something that we are trying to explain to you all. One of the best ways to understand it is to try to have the feeling of this ayahs. When we talk about this story, that fellow has a feeling, right? That's what it is. So, today, we go one step further. Do you know where are we going? Where are we going? Oh, we are going to finish this book, and that's it. Because book 6 is the last step. He sits down and talks in a way that even he himself doesn't know what he's talking about. Yeah, he will be there, he will see that. But here, we are trying to complete this story of how to understand the position of a lover. Right? Okay, let's hear it. Peter.
The inward consciousness of having the power to choose or of acting under compulsion, of anger or self-restraint, of repletion or hunger, corresponds to the senses that know and distinguish yellow from red and small from great and bitter from sweet.
Okay, it's a long one. He will bring all the examples that he finds in his time for one simple stuff. He wants to say that, listen, there is something that you call it feeling, right? Then there is this stuff that we say, that deep spiritual understanding, right? These two are the same. He wants to say this. Now listen to all the examples he brings in, yeah?
Would you like me to start again? Or just yeah. The inward consciousness of having the power to choose, or of acting under compulsion, of anger or self-restraint, of repletion or hunger, corresponds to the senses that know and distinguish yellow from red, and small from great, and bitter from sweet, and musk from dung, and hard and soft, and hard from soft, by the sense of touch, and hot from cold, and burning from lukewarm, and wet from dry, and contact with a wall from contact with a tree. Therefore, he who denies inward consciousness denies the senses. and more. Inward consciousness is more evident than the senses, inasmuch as one can bind the senses and prevent them from functioning. While it is impossible to bar the way to the experiences of inward consciousness and stop their entrance, and an indication is enough for the wise.
Yeah, an indication is enough for the wise. This is something which repeatedly you will see, and it's in Arabic, and it comes from that religious stuff, which means that I cannot explain it all. I just give you a sample. If you're logical, you will understand. Look at it. This is the name of the paragraph. This long, bringing all the thing that is possible then, and at the end say, this is just a hint. And if you're a wise fellow, you will find it. Means what? I said, he's explaining that. Look at your senses. Could you stop them? No. You live with them. Practically, they decide for you. When you get angry, anger will decide for you what to do, and you blindly follow your anger. Everything is like that. Do you get it? Ah, there is something else which is like that. That's what we call it, subconscious. Vijnan. We talked about this fellow, do you remember? I explain it in a different way. I say, look inside yourself. There are so many different characters, and blah, 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 blah. And they're all you, and they're in love with you, and the blah, blah. But there is one in you who doesn't like you. And when you do bad stuff and tricky stuff, he will swear at you, and he tries to punish you. He doesn't let you slip when you cheated. What is that stuff? That stuff in you is like the feelings that you have. It's there to make you understand some deeper stuff that you cannot understand logically. But in your feeling, somehow you get it. Of course you haven't understand how bad it is to cheat, because you know the benefit and you cheated. But that stuff in you will give you the hint that this is bad and you cannot change this. So, in a way, even a very good fellow who is straightforward, honest, lovely, fantastic, you cannot say that this is his choice. If you are sitting down and say, I have to do this, so what? Okay, he has to do this, so what? So you don't want to get it, right? Over there, it's not the choice, but it is the choice. It is worthy, we'll see. Yes?
Inward consciousness corresponds to sensation. Both run in the same channel, oh uncle.
Oh, you see, how simple you can start it. The explanation of that, no, this is it, that subconscious, you say it somehow, that subconscious is just like your feelings, and they are both in the same category. Uncle, yes.
Do or don't, command and prohibition, discussions and talk, are suitable to it. Tomorrow I will do this, or I will do that, is a proof of the power to choose, O worshipful one. And the penitence which you have felt for an evil deed, you have been led through your power of choice. The entire Quran consists of commands and prohibitions and threats. Who saw commands given to a marble rock? Does any wise man, does any reasonable man do this? Does he show anger and enmity to brickbats and stones?
Ah, okay. The first question. Look around. Okay. You will think about I will do this, I will do that, I will do that. And this is the proof to you that you have the choice. And you go further, and you look around you, and that Quran, that logical, readable book, is what? It's talking about, do this, don't do that. This is something specially for human beings. For the rest of us, nobody will tell, do this, do that. And here, he will use a trick. He doesn't say human and animals. No, we human and the church. Okay? That one, you don't give an order, that one doesn't understand the language, because animals are in between. There are some animals that are tamed and could be tamed and blah, 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 all of that. So he will simplify it to say that, look around you. What are the people doing? What are we human beings doing now? You tell me. If you want to be honest, you would say, now, as usual, we are trying to kill each other. Yes, this is what we are doing. But this is not the major stuff. The stuff that I have in mind is million times more than that. What are you doing? What did you do from early in the morning up to now? Philosophizing, advising the people, do this, don't do that, judging the others that, oh, they shouldn't do this, they should do that, and all of that stuff. You, who doesn't know anything about the future. In the future, we know what could be there. But this is how it starts. Talking about it and saying this and that and that and that. Yes?
Saying, I told you to do thus or thus. Why have you not done it, O dead and helpless ones? How should reason exercise any authority over wood and stone? How should reason lay hold of the painted figure of a cripple? Saying, O slave with palsied hands and broken legs, take up the lance and come to battle. How should the Creator, who is the maker of stars and sky, make commands and prohibitions like those of an ignorant person? You have removed from God the possibility of impotence. You have called him ignorant and stupid and foolish. Impotence does not follow from the doctrine of free will. And even if it does, ignorance is worse than impotence.
Aha! Okay, this is the first simple question. If you want to be honest, don't try to run away from it. The question is this simple. Is the creator of this universe stupid? Could you think like that? He said, if you want, you could think that he is impotent. Stupidity is even worse. But you think he is stupid, don't you? How do you act? Now you will see, he will show it to you. You are doing some stuff that you think that, they ordered this, but they didn't know it. Now I know it. I translate it, I interpret it, I do it like this. You say, what's that game? Yes.
The Turkoman says graciously to the stranger guest, come to my door without a dog and without a tattered cloak. And hark, come in respectfully from such and such a quarter, in order that my dog may keep his teeth and mouth closed from thee. You do the reverse of that and advance to the door. Necessarily, you are wounded by the violence of the dog.
Yeah, that's simple. Somebody will explain to you that if you want to come to my house, don't come like this. Slowly walk and come around, because my dog will bite you. What do you do?